Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock. LA undefeated. It feels undefeated the night before LA appears on our show
so far ridiculous.
This season. Yep.
Pretty good.
Because for 4 years
I was gonna
say,
we've had some bad years.
Every Tuesday, and he'd come on and he'd be down.
You know? Maybe things are different.
Yeah, things are changing.
Maybe things are changing.
Trey's a great defensive shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's
I haven't been
around.
Paying enough attention. Yeah, he's actually good at it now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a little too far.
Little much.
You got to also talk about the plays that he doesn't make. I know he hasn't made an error, but he also struggles at getting to baseball.
All right. Let me paint the picture here for you and the setup for this, because this is interesting. I haven't heard this audio. I actually don't know Jack's statement. So we have this whole thing happening on WIP where Joe DiCamera has challenged Jack Fritz to an athletic competition. And this has been put off for weeks and weeks and weeks for God knows what reason. But it looks like this is actually going to happen. And Jack announced on the show yesterday that one of the athletic challenges, which was him pitching to Joe DiCamera. You may have heard us talking about this. It was 10 at-bats. Is that what it was going to be?
Yeah.
It was going to be 10 at-bats. Is that Jack said on the top 5 at 5 yesterday that he was not going to do the pitching because he threw a football 10 times the other day to his son, and his son, who was 2, didn't catch the football. It's completely not related, but Jack's arm hurt real bad.
Fetch. I wasn't throwing it at my 2-year-old son.
He's playing fetch.
Yeah, which Hugh seemed to be, he's still stuck on that.
Yes.
He's been stuck on it for about an hour and a half.
So Jack said his arm hurts so bad, he doesn't want to hurt his arm, and he doesn't want to hurt the rest of his life, so he's not pitching. So then, I knew this was going to happen. The morning show today, which I have not heard this yet, the morning show today, it seems like, went in on Jack pretty hard. Here is a little snippet of what Joe DiCamera had to say.
And here's the deal, Ben, and I said it very clearly from the beginning. I'm going to win this. He is soft.
100%.
There is a soft
Joe,
underbelly to his body and his personality.
Too.
He is soft.
But
he's not the competitor. I
are
told you
saying
guys.
You are
I told you guys from the beginning. I will win this thing for two main reasons. One, I'm a better athlete. Two, I'm more determined.
Both
period.
Are wrong.
Okay?
You are not.
No, he's definitely more determined. I think that is absolutely.
There's
true.
No question
yeah,
about
there
that.
There is. Yeah.
There's
he's
no
not
question.
A better athlete, but
you
he is more determined.
You cannot say you're a better athlete okay. than a guy who Fine. Went and played baseball in college. Yeah,
and backed out yesterday.
John, you're coming
from left field
you're
right now, John.
Tougher,
this
yeah.
is weak by him. Look, obviously I'll take all the praise by the audience for it's not 1-0, but it's like it's 1-0. Like it's like I already am up because this guy is so lame. And James, you know, James, I told you privately and said publicly, right here on the radio, lame-o, and I was going to whip his ass. You wow. know I said that.
I have never doubted myself.
You know
you haven't.
I've never doubted myself.
I agree.
You know you have never not doubted yourself. Won anything. Yeah.
Except for this reality.
Putting up the good fight.
I've won at life to this point more than him athletically, and I expect to prove that again in the coming weeks and months.
God, what was that? God. All right. Before we get to Jack's statement, and that's the first time I've heard this, I would like to say I know Joe DeCamera pretty well, and I know when Joe's like doing a bit, not doing a bit. Joe sounds very serious.
Yep.
The tone in Joe's voice, calling you a quitter and soft. I take offense to that as he's coming at the show.
Yes.
So we look to you, Jack. And I, when you revealed yesterday that you weren't going to pitch, my first instinct was like, let's just call this whole thing off. These two guys are not in shape anymore.
Well, sure, yeah, enough of that.
Though. Okay. So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah. So, all right. This has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike. I've been lashing out in the meetings. Frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Ah. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like, I don't
That's
care.
That's my guy!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch, up and in. Like, I don't... Like, I'm going to stuff
That's
this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes.
He's
bad hair.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamera, which is saying a lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, all I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care. I'll go to rehab. I don't care. Like, whatever.
No, you can't miss work, though.
Well, I know. I won't miss work. I'll go in the morning. I'll lose thousands of dollars. Whatever.
Like, all right.
At this point, it's all worth it. First pitch is going to be up and in. I'm going to dominate that guy.
I'm over it.
I'm not getting my name drug through the mud anymore.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't like being called soft. I just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. At some point, your manhood, guys, but got to get challenged. It got challenged. And guess what? I know I'm more of a man than Joe DeCamera, who has no responsibility at 47, whatever years old. I got two kids. I like talk about he's accomplished more in life. Doing what? You live by yourself in the freaking
one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, what a loser. What are you, in high school? Like, he literally acts like and eats like he's in high school. He looks like he's 4 months pregnant. I can't wait to dominate this little mf'er.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Official statement.
Wow. There you
go. I'm going to start throwing again. Whatever. Rip off the bone. Don't care.
Man.
Yes.
It's good to see you. You got a little pair there. You got a little undercarriage there, man. I like it.
Oh, I like that.
Never lost in the high school playoffs.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need Broads in here for the undercarriage talk.
That's awesome, brother.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
I tell you what, I'm a little surprised that you did a turnabout, but I'm happy.
Yes.
I am very happy.
Sit here and like just be lambasted with softness. Yeah, that's not me.
I got to be honest with you. Big bro, you know, it's like when you got a lot of faith in your little bro and he lets you down at the park where he didn't even try. And I'm like, God. Dog it. I thought he was ready. I know. But you proved me wrong.
And
you're
I was looking Ike in the eyes. And I could see he doesn't want to defend this.
Yeah.
Like, we have a standard on this show. I know Spike looks soft. He's not soft.
There we go.
Even though he's a Disney adult.
And, yeah, there it is.
And you look at me, you might think soft. There's some aspects. I can totally appreciate it. But, like, we're also, I think, man-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's men.
I like it.
It's men.
This is.
Thank you.
Can I say,
listen, we go down swinging.
Yes.
I don't care what it looks like, and but guess we what? Go down swinging.
And if I'm on the mound and it rips, I don't need any comments.
Okay, No.
Yeah, no big softy, you couldn't make it through. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through. I don't care at this point.
You're the BG of the afternoon show
right there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Thank you.
Jack Fritz, this is a moment for you in your life. You might just think this is a radio bit moment.
It's actually not a bit at all.
This is a life moment.
Thank you.
This is huge.
This actually jumped the shark from radio bit to serious. I'm letting everyone know. We're not joking around anymore.
And you're right about the pregnant thing. He does, like, a little bit look like he might be pregnant.
Well, in the moment you let that M thing out.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again.
But
you were cooking.
I'll tweet that photo out, too. Don't let me tweet the photo out of him looking pregnant.
And I'll
say. No, we need to tweet that photo out. Yes. They've started war.
This is war.
This is war. Yes.
And I, like, at this point, I also want to, for everyone listening to the show to know that, like, you can listen to all the shows, whatever, but you have to decide which side you're on. Are you with us or against us? And Jack has done something there that has earned with us. I didn't know what I was going to do coming into the show today.
Yeah.
You know, you were the same way. It's like, you know, it's our guy, but also it's kind of soft.
Quite frankly, I felt embarrassed this morning.
Yeah. Well,
I had all type of emotions. I was angry. I said I wanted to call in, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's his battle to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to make it worse by calling up to defend him and
saying, like, you're fighting his battle.
Yeah, like I need to take up for him. So I had to resist that urge of protecting you.
Yep.
And then I wasn't sure how we were going to handle it today. And then I'm looking at you and you got this, like, this baby. You ever seen Shrek?
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, Puss in Boots?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And he has that look where the eyes and he's trying to, you had that kind of look.
Listen, we can address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
No one likes Sad Jack.
No.
Yeah. You know, Spike and I had to have an extra meeting.
Yep. About Sad Jack.
Yes. No one likes Sad Jack. Yes. I don't like Sad Jack, but I am who I am.
Yeah. This is a moment.
I respect
it. Take down that little, you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's my guy in there.
You walked the line earlier today. We don't need anymore.
I might throw tomorrow.
Yes.
You start throwing tomorrow? Going to throw over the weekend?
Dude, he's going to come in one of those casts where it's like it's held up like this after.
Nope.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right.
I'm going to remember everything that I had to learn back in the day and bring it all back out.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great moment. What a great moment.
All right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. What a great moment that was. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question. Is Trey Turner underappreciated, yes or no? What do you think the poll results are on that?
It should say yes.
What do you think?
I'll say yes slightly. Let's go with 63%.
52% say yes.
Oh, only 50, so 50-50.
Yeah, very close to 50-50.
A lot of people aren't letting the 300 million in the errors go.
Well, I mean, there is
basically saying that the criticism is warranted.
Yes.
That's been there.
I think I'm trying to find the right comparison because I don't want to be insulting to him, but it does feel a little Tobias-y to a certain point where he can be a good player, but they see this number and what they want from that number and it doesn't quite add up.
Yeah.
You know, there's that.
He's giving you a little more than Tobias.
Yeah, I agree. He's a better player than Tobias. Yeah. That's why there's not like a perfect comp. And I think the other reason that I think there's three things going against him in this, which is what keeps it 50-50. One is the price tag. The second thing is not his fault directly, but it is the failure in the playoffs last year.
Yep.
And then I think the other thing going against him is he has not had one full really good year for the Phillies.
He doesn't have a moment either. His biggest moment here is the standing ovation.
Right, yes. And that's not the moment.
That's not
it's
the
a great moment,
really have,
but it's not the moment. He's even a little embarrassed by that moment.
Yes.
So, he doesn't bring it up anymore.
Yes. So, like, you know, he has a good last couple of months, his first season here. He has a good first half last year. And this year he's had a first good 6 weeks. But I don't think people have a bunch of great years from Trey where they can feel confident that this production will stay.
Well, and they think the numbers are empty. I think, like, you know, 295 last year. Obviously, it's propped up because he was hitting 350 heading into the All-Star break and like 330 a little bit after that, and then really went into the tank in September. I think this year looks different. At least if we're talking about offensively. Defensively, I think we can agree, you know, he's made some improvements. He's not fooling anyone that he's a stud shortstop. But offensively, like, he's not chasing as much.
I agree, looks different offensively.
He's not chasing as much. He's not just hitting, you know, singles anymore.
No. Nope.
And, you know, I think the one thing that's been nice is like the strikeouts don't look egregious.
No,
you know, and
it's not that one-handed, you know, eyes closed, you know, flail that at a ball out of the zone that we would see last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I agree with all that. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friend Jim from Mark's Jewelers. Now, you've heard me talk about Jim and the team over at Mark's for years. Now, did you know Jim is a diamond nerd? That's right, a diamond nerd. It's true. Jim hunts the world for diamonds that he's so proud to sell, diamonds that will set him apart. And that's because before ever visiting Mark's Jewelers stores in Montgomeryville, PA and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, Jim has purchased your diamond and put it in his inventory. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. Start your journey at Mark's Jewelers. I mean, Mark's-Jewelers.com.
215-592-9494. Seamus in Drexel Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Seamus?
Afternoon show. It is such a pleasure to talk to all of you. By the way, future WIP employee, Seamus Doyle, by the way. You know, we'll figure that out later. But Spike Eskin, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I haven't agreed with you more, and I'm one of these people that, not that you guys care, but I'm one of these people that don't call. I just listen. And I listen to you guys every day.
I love it. Thank you.
Look, Spike Eskin, you haven't been more right about a topic outside of the Sixers in a long time, all right? Trey Turner, you can give me, oh, yeah, he's been great. Oh, yeah, the batting average is here. The swings don't look as bad as they did. Bottom line is, one boot in a playoff series cost you the series. And Trey Turner has not given me the confidence whatsoever, or anyone in the Delaware Valley, whatsoever the confidence to trust him over there at shortstop. So I think they need to make an organizational decision to, you know, flip Stott and Turner. Not that it's going to happen, but that's just my opinion on what makes the team better.
I disagree with the last part. I think if you move Stott out of second base, you're weakening yourself at one position to help another position. I think the end of the day, I would like Stott to stay at second base. But overall, I agree with you that the one boot in the playoffs will, I mean, like, he, everybody individually has to pay for the sins of last year. And it's not like a big error from him cost them in the playoffs last year, but like, that is his weakness. his weakness is defense, and that will be what gets highlighted until we get through the playoffs without it happening. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you.
I absolutely agree with you as well, Spike. But one more thing I do want to pose to you is that we did make it to Game 6 of the World Series against the Astros with Bryson Stott playing at shortstop. That's my only argument.
Yeah, but also, I mean, people say they don't want Reese back. Reese was at first base. Schwarber's in left field. I mean, it's not like they did, but also, is that sustainable?
Yeah. We don't know how they did that year. They did. They got there, though.
And Bohm was at third base. And Bohm was, and Marsh is in center field. Whoever, he's not a great. And Cassie was in right field. They might have been the worst defense team of all time.
You know, the one of the worst things that I know I wasn't here for it. I know it was a magical run. But on some level, this team getting to that point that year was almost like, I don't really mean it's the worst thing to happen to them, but I do think it's sort of like blurred perspective as their progress, right?
Yeah.
Like that was a lucky run, not lucky, but it was a
magical lightning in a bottle type of year.
It was a lightning in a bottle type of year that they've been. I think they're a better baseball team today. They're a better baseball team last year than they were that.
We haven't gotten that moment yet.
And just because it worked then doesn't mean it's going to work now.
Yeah, I by the way, Bryson Stott would be a capable shortstop, absolutely. But then what are you doing with, I don't want to put Trey Turner at second, you know. And thank you for the call, Seamus. I appreciate it. And future WIP employee, Seamus, as you said.
Calling your shot.
Yeah, well, dude, DeCamera did that.
Yeah, Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, of course, do not respect him in the least, but he did call a shot. What was that, after high school? I think he sent Big B that letter. Joe DeCamera sent Big B a letter saying he was going to be the biggest thing on WIP.
I've heard him read it.
He still has not reached that height yet. maybe at one point he will. Hasn't got there, but he's still aiming for
it. Pretty big, though.
Whatever, I made him.
Well, yeah.
He'd still host a night somewhere if it wasn't for me. You know, like, come on. Let's be honest. You know, I'll always have that over him.
Gloves are off.
Yeah, and then once Fritz obliterates him, the guy's going to have nothing left.
Well, just go ahead and hold it over the whole morning show.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to have to... We don't have the terms of this yet.
Mm-hmm.
The terms of if this one wins, what we get, if that one wins.
What's at stake here?
Yeah, I would love... I've said this before... I want the morning show to add Jack Fritz to the name of their show.
That'd be amazing.
I want it to be the WIP morning show with Jack Fritz.
Well, then what would we have to do?
What's that?
What would we have to do if he lost?
Oh, well, that's on him. I don't know. I don't care. But
first off, won't happen. So,
yeah.
Right, okay.
That's never going to...
I love confident Jack back, so I'm with you.
Yeah. It's just enough. It's like some of these non-athletic people start calling you something that's just it's actually insulting.
Him calling you that is very
it's
insulting.
It's like, dude, you didn't make one varsity team. You didn't make a JV team. He didn't play a sport in high school. He got cut from everything he's ever been a part of.
At least I was on JV.
Remember the one time he called me a backup?
Yeah, how'd that go for him?
That didn't end well.
And he called Hugh. He didn't think Hugh was an all-time Eagles great.
Yeah, he called you a backup?
Yeah.
Was that a pregame show?
Did he run after that?
He was doing one of his bits on the morning show. Oh. He was doing one of his things. He's doing one of his things. And I'm like, hold on. He might have been in the midday show during this time. Was he in the morning show or midday?
I think it was mornings.
Was he any move to the morning yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's feeling himself.
Yeah.
Which I think he does most nights.
Good,
Coming up next.
He's whacking that thing.
Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, he does live alone.
He does take baths.
Yeah.
He's doing it in that tub.
For as long as he's in there, too.
He's probably with Amy, what, one or two nights a week. The other five nights is the internet and Joe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's got that big belly. Well, all right. Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us. We are undefeated this year on Tuesday nights with Larry Anderson joining us on Wednesday. And we have kept the streak alive last night. I do want to talk to L.A. about, I know it's a few days ago, about Lizardo being left in for all 12 runs. I think he'll have an interesting perspective on that. And what he saw out of Mick Abel, because we will see Mick Abel again tonight as he got officially, we knew this would happen, got officially called up, and Zach Wheeler put on paternity leave officially. So that's why we see Mick Abel. So 215-592-9494, L.A. joins us next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.